You're entering a realm which is unusual. Maybe it's magic or contains some kind of monster. The second one. Prepare to enter.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Good news, everyone!
I'm Willie.
I'm your host, Daniel.
And I'm Willie.
I'm your host, Daniel.
I'm your host, Daniel.
And I'm Willie.
Well, PD, much like, first of all, listeners, oh my gosh, there's a frog in my throat.
Oh my gosh, that's a full-on toad, sounds like.
Ribbit. Much like a certain Johannes from the Baroque period, I am so happy to be Bach.
That was pretty good.
And I did think of that earlier when I was taking a little eyes closed time.
Oh, well, that joke is certainly not Baroque, if you will, because it was top tier.
It's rich. It's
that's money. Rich.
Anyway, it's guys, welcome back to the program. Today we are covering Season 7, Episode 4, Proposition Infinity.
Proposition Infinity.
Now, this one hits near and dear to our hearts because Daniel,
because
as everybody
all
knows,
all want to fuck a robot.
Daniel wanted to marry
a
horse.
And as a ghost, that's my right.
And as a ghost, that is your right. No, so this this episode takes us through, basically it's a big analogy or allegory for same-sex, or just marriage equality, I guess. Not same-sex marriage, but marriage equality.
I would say same-sex marriage. So the Proposition Infinity is basically Proposition 8, or Prop 8. It's
turned.
Eight sideways.
convenient.
To create a limniscate, which is the technical term for the infinity symbol.
Oh, and that's the same type of bread that they had in Lord of the Rings. Limnus bread.
Limnus bread. Yes, exactly. This is basically like, and even the ad that they do, like the storm clouds was an actual ad.
Oh, really?
That aired. Yeah. It's like, you should go on my
YouTube
and look at it.
That's hilarious.
Ridiculous. It's like,
which is like, it's the whole point, like, is that it's over the top and like so vague and just completely fear mongering.
Right, 100%. And it's like literally like when she's like, imagine all the scary, awful things that are happening and start saying them because I can't think of
it. It was like, yeah, it's like, imagine all the scariest things. Now imagine we said those things.
Yeah, exactly. Like literally this commercial is like, it'll ruin your family too if gays can get married.
It's like, what the fuck
are you talking about?
Whoever came up with that.
And Prop 8 did fail.
Whoever came up with that idea, it's like, it's like the same thing as like starting one of those like celebrity like urban myths, you know, where it's like all of a sudden everybody's saying it, but like nobody really knows. Like, I know that like Richard Gere did not put a gerbil up his ass or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And like there's – yeah, it just
– But then everyone – it's true though.
Steam from
I know that didn't happen, but it is true because everybody said
right.
So. Everybody says.
Everybody says. no, yeah, this is such a good episode. I love this app. There's so many good quotes on it. Bender, they do a good job of balancing Bender. He's not like annoying over the top Bender, but he very much is like his own character.
I agree.
Very self.
He stays true to himself.
Yes, he stays true to himself. Very like indulgent and like loves crime. Loves going on all those crime sprees at the beginning. But wait, I think we need to tell, before we get into the episode, we need to tell the folks about our...
Good news, everyone!
I'll go first. my good news is that it is sunny as a dunny out right now. We are recording this at 6:48 p.m. PPT, which stands for PP time, Pacific.
Daniel is peeing his pants as we speak.
I literally just peed, yes. And I didn't bring my LaCroix home. I left them in the thing, so I have to have a Topo Chico, which is delicious. Anyways.
I'm sorry, Petey. You froze on that. So what was the last thing that you said?
Oh, I said I didn't. I forgot to bring my LaCroix back from work, so I drink a Topo Chico. It was really not.
Hey, Topo's good. I will say Topo is extra crispy.
It is the crispiest of all.
Now, Daniel, Petey, you'll appreciate this. A couple weeks ago, my beautiful lady and I, we were trying to get LaCroix, but they were all out of the store. And so instead we got Waterloo. Mm. Now, here's what I'll say about Waterloo.
I love Waterloo.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not done talking. which is the flavors are great. We got the cherry lime. Fantastic.
Okay.
But the carbonation does not hold a candle to LaCroix.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
It's a little less carbonated, yeah, and it goes flat way quicker.
Oh, my God.
I feel like. Like, I open one, and it's, like, flat before an hour's up. Versus LaCroix,
it's
you can, like sip on that bad boy for a
You know what it's
minutes.
Like? It's like gum. You know how some gums are very flavorful up front, but then they lose mm-hmm. that flavoring really quickly, while others are maybe a little bit more mellow at the beginning, but they stay at that level.
Zebra Stripe.
Extra. Extra is...
Which they are now discontinuing, RIP Zebra Stripe gum.
Oh, well, that's okay, because do you know how many zebras had to die to make just one pack of that gum? Come on. It's the 21st
century. Are zebras endangered?
Yeah, because of the gum.
Because, because Big Gum is trying to kill all the zebras.
Big Wrigley?
Big Wrigley. Wait, what is it? Chewing gum is sales are down like 20% year over year. And they're like, it's one of those things that they're blaming Gen Z for. They're like, Gen Z doesn't chew
gum. Oh,
it's because
they vape. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're too cool for zebra stripe gum. They're ripping like zebra stripe flavored fucking pins.
But maybe it's because there's disruptors on the sweets market. You know how there's like Poppy, that soda brand that's like low sugar soda, and they're like, this is what soda should be.
Not low sugar.
Really?
How
much sugar is in?
So it's like 4 grams of sugar, but the second ingredient is aspartame.
Oh, my God.
And so it's the same thing as fucking Diet Coke. We're like, oh, it's zero calories.
That's why
Coke's
I think
like,
Olipop is better, because Olipop is Olipop. Like just cane sugar, and it's like just – it's more like a carbonated water that's a little sweet, right?
Mm-mm.
It's just as bad.
Olipop is – yeah.
No.
Same thing. I know. And everyone at work's like, these are so good and so healthy. I'm like, it tastes like –
it's just Diet Coke.
Yeah, exactly. It's just fucking Diet Coke, and it has 4 grams of real sugar in it instead
Sorry,
of just pure aspartame.
We're having some connection issues today. I'm a little bit.
Ay-ay-ay.
Oh, I see. Sorry, PD. Like, I lost you there for a second because you keep pausing on me for like 10 seconds. But
oh, weird. You're coming in like straight through, really clear, and your picture's clear too.
Well, that's because I have amazing internet. No, I'm just kidding.
That's because I have.
It's actually mine, not yours. what was I gonna say? Well, I'll just stick to carbonated water then. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Just stick with fucking carbonated water. The only health negative I would say for LaCroix is just don't drink it right before bed, or if you do, just rinse your mouth out, because the
right.
oil
the
that
acid,
they use to flavor is
CO2.
Slightly acidic. Yeah, exactly. And so you
right,
just,
and
like,
just
wanna,
carbonated
like,
water,
out.
The CO2 lowers the pH, I think.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's something about the electrons.
I am not qualified to speak on this. Although I was a science major, I wasn't in...
but you did do AP Chem.
Soda pop studies. I did, and I cheated off of Drew Coelho the entire time. Thanks, Drew.
Wait, in the test, you were able to do that? You were like close enough to him that you were able to do that?
Oh, not in the AP test, in all the normal tests.
Oh,
I got
okay.
One on the AP test because I put my name on it and drew cat ions.
Classic. And dipoles.
And dipole head.
Dipole head.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, speaking of die.
That was going to be my good news. Wait, you already said your good news.
Yeah. The time change.
Oh, the time change. That's right. So my good news, speaking of diving, Helldivers 2, is Petey and I got to fulfill a lifelong dream of ours, well, since becoming adults, of being able to remotely play video games together, because I'm a PC boy and he is a PS5 boy, and they generally don't have cross-platform play until now, when the beautiful people at Helldivers 2, I don't know the company's name,
I don't know.
When they said, you know what, we're going to allow crossplay, because this is all about saving the universe and spreading democracy. So
exactly.
For people who don't know, Helldivers 2 is like a third person shoot 'em up-y thing where you go and
like a Call of Duty kind of deal.
Where you go and it's sort of like if you turned Starship Troopers into a video game. It's very
exactly.
tongue-in-cheek.
It's like literally exactly
it's
that.
It's satire. And it is so much fun. And so last week we got to play that together, and that was truly a great time. So that's my good news.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I was like, this
and
I was on
cloud
many 9.
More times to come.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, I'm at level 9 and I'm so close to getting a guard dog.
It makes literally guard dogs will make you will always have the most kills and the highest accuracy.
Right. Because it just blasts fucking everything. They're gonna nerf it. They're going to nerf it in the patch, I'm sure.
Okay, well, and I think they made something stronger, actually. Some of the weapons they made better in the recent patch.
Oh, that's good. Some of those weapons suck.
I know. The pump action shotgun used to be bad, but I think they made it a bit better.
Oh, that's good, yeah. I see those, like, littered everywhere, and I'm like, do I really want to
I'm
use
loving
this?
The auto shotgun, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, PD, why don't we go ahead and get started? Sorry, I was talking in... that was a moment where you cut out, so I didn't know you were talking. That's my bad.
Oh, no, you're all good. Sorry. My internet is apparently spotty and shitty.
So let's go ahead and get started with the episode. So like we said, today we watched Season 7, Episode 4, Proposition Infinity. Now, I loved at the beginning, somebody has a quote in here. It says, dictated but not read. And sorry, I watched this episode 2 weeks ago when we were going to record, and... You had to cancel, so I have notes, but I didn't watch it recently, so I don't have it fresh in my head right now.
That's okay. So we start the series out with Kif and Amy, or it's not the series, the episode, with Kif and Amy, and there's trouble in River City.
Smoke is going to be coming out of my ears.
Out of my ears. Mrs. Murray, RIP, question mark?
I think so. I think she is toast.
R.I.P. She is toast. R.I.P. Turdy Murdy. God rest her zombie bones. Princess toast. Basically trouble in River City, trouble in paradise. Kif and Amy start getting into an argument. And all the meanwhile, Bender is out graffitiing. Well, not graffitiing, but vandalizing.
Tiling.
The city, I guess. With tiles of his face everywhere. And he ends up doing it on the police robot. I can't remember the police robot's name.
I can't remember either. Wasn't this a play on the didn't somebody do this with Space Invaders or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. This was a thing in the late 2000s.
It's very
2010s where someone was
Banksy.
Yes. I was just going to say it is very Banksy. Banksy-esque. But Bender goes over the freeway construction sign.
Yes.
The best fucking quote. The fucking Hyper Chicken.
He covers it up so that it's instead of saying freeway entrance this way, it just says
freeway construction.
Oh, freeway construction. Or, no, yeah.
And he's like, free corn? Well, that'll do me just fine.
And then he drives into the freeway construction. It's like... It's a bridge that's being built, so he just launches off.
Exactly.
Well, that'll do me just fine. So good.
Well, that'll do me just fine. The Mitch McConnell Hyper Chicken, yes. But basically, Bender calls Amy to get her out of jail, or to get him out of jail, and he's just super pushy and demanding and forceful with her, and she ends up liking it.
Because Kif's whole problem is that Amy can't resist bad boys.
Right, and he's too much of a giant pushover to do anything. And I love how Bender's she's like, I don't have that kind of money on hand. He's like, you know that safe where you keep $10,000? Well, there's $5,000. <Yeah. in." laughs>
It's such a good Bender line.
Yeah. And so Amy bails Bender out of jail. We get a little Roberto cameo in here about stabbing someone with a stock. And they're talking, and Amy's
trying to figure everything out, and Bender gets his accordion out and is like, I have a song to play for you. It's called
Let's Go Already.
I say that all the time. Let's go already. Every time we're going to lunch.
Before they take Bender to prison, though, I love where he's like, he puts the tiles on the cop and he goes, beat him his rights. And then they just start hitting with their sticks.
I didn't even catch that. Beat him his rights.
And then while they're there, Amy is like flirting with a prisoner and his name is Larry the Murder Burglar. And he has this like tattoo that says home sweet home. And then it's like animated where it's him. It's animated of him throwing like a Molotov cocktail into the home and like making it catch on fire.
I did love that. So they get back and Bender's telling, I think he tells Amy to shut up. She's like, do you know what happened to the last guy who told me to shut up? And then like it cuts scenes to them having just porked. And he's like, Eric, she's like, oh, that was great. And he goes, shut up. And then they start fooling around again.
Yeah, then she's
where
like,
where is Bender's wiener?
You know what happened the last time? Because,
like, they make a joke that it's his antenna, but, like, that's not what it is.
I mean, maybe he's just very talented with his hands.
That could be.
You know?
Probably cold, but that could be, yeah.
I do like when after they hook up and they're going to work and they're trying to be, like, private about it, they're, like, traveling in the tube system together. And he says something like, let's use the utmost discretion as we get nasty in this glass tube. And then they start having sex again.
Yeah. I did love that. Meanwhile, they get back and it kind of comes out because Bender is wearing Amy's sweatpants.
Oh, right, right. Well, first they point out that there's gear marks on Amy's sweatpants.
Oh,
and
we can't
see her lower body yet. And then, because Fry's like, well, what are those gear marks doing on your sweatpants? And she's like, nothing. And it's like, and why is like Bender wearing them? And then it cuts over to the kitchen and Bender has like pink sweatpants on.
Yeah, wearing Amy's sweatpants. Meanwhile, Hermes is like, I think I'm coming down with a case of circusitis.
I thought only kids got like, that. I thought it was only children.
Children of all ages.
That's like one of my favorite lines. Children of all ages.
I did love that one. So they end up having to go on a mission to a tornado planet because the professor's entering his like pickled winds and weathers, and they're in this giant tube with a tornado, and then the tornado ends up dying out and everyone sees that they are like basically porking in the tube, caught red-handed. And the professor goes off on a tirade about how much or how awful robosexuality is and how it's a sin and an abomination. And Amy's like, well, as long as you didn't tell my parents, and it literally cuts the professor speaking Cantonese.
And he's like on the phone with Amy's parents, and then they like immediately show up.
I'm back.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, we're back. It's on the phone with Amy's parents, and they go – basically, they shoot a grappling hook at her and drag her back to the Wong Ranch. And I love the giant sign in front of the Wong Ranch that says, no broke backing. So stupid, but so good. So they're at the Wong Ranch, and another phenomenal quote that we say all the time is like – she's like, thank you – the wine robot comes out to dispense wine.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Mr. Wong is like, don't try and seduce our wine robot, you hussy. She's like, spleesh, I'm not saying anything. I don't have any interest in this like emotionless wine bucket. And it like zooms in on the wine robot and he goes,
hopes delete.
Like clearly he's always had a crush on Amy.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh,
and
God,
I love
yeah.
too when – so they try to get Amy to like hook up with they try to get Amy to be set up with like a human guy. And so they have these like bachelors come to the Wong Ranch and they're like all in a lineup. And she says something – did I write this down? Damn, did I didn't write this down. Basically, Bender and Fry have this like plan to rescue her, right, from the ranch. And so she's like, I don't want anything to do with these like stupid and ugly guys. And then Fry is there and he's like, I'm just as stupid and ugly and stinky as the others. Like he adds on and
he's like, I don't want anything to do with these stupid, ugly, ugly jerks. He's like, what about this stupid, ugly, and smelly jerk? Yeah.
And then it's like, he's like, wink, wink, Amy, like, come with me, you know, because actually I'm going to take you to Bender type of thing. And so she's like, oh, okay. Right. And then they both are winking to each other. And then both Amy's parents are like, oh, they winking at each other. They must really like each other.
Yeah. Look at all that awkward winking. They must be in love. Yeah. So they end up bringing everyone back and they have proposition Infinity. Yeah,
in support of Proposition Infinity. And this is one of our favorite things where they're basically listing first Bender is like, someone's trying to get a hot dog, right? And there's like a hot dog cart, but then it turns into like Optimus Prime or something like that. It's like, can you transform into other things? He's like, nah, I'm pre-op Transformer.
Just pre-op. Yeah, pre-op Transformer. And then he just opens the hot dog water thing and like drops it all over
Hedonism bot. And he's like, oh. And it's like floppy hot dogs and gross water.
Yeah, so
Jumbie.
Gross. Jumbie, the chocolate icing. Oh. No, I love the Leela's like, well, Professor, what's your problem? Like, robosexual marriage is already legal in space Massachusetts. Bender's like, more like space Taxachusetts. Yeah. Which is another phenomenal reference. And then he goes, he's like, look at all these happy couples that already have the right to marriage. Man and man, woman and woman. And then it just keeps progressively.
He said interracial, and it was like, two people where it's like, they're literally, their skin is one half white and one half black.
And then like interplanetary, even ghost and horse.
And it's just a big ghost with a horse floating inside of it.
And the horse is like nonplussed. It's just sitting there like chewing, like not paying any attention.
Wait, Petey, I got to correct you there because you misused nonplussed. Nonplussed means confused.
Oh, I thought it meant like no reaction.
No, that's like the misnomer of it.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I did not realize that. You're I learned welcome. Something today. So the horse is plussed and no, but I fucking love ghost and horse. It's just such
it's so good. But also it makes you think about like when did they pass the law legalizing ghost and horse specific marriage?
Yeah, and like Bender has these like all these applause lines, and he's like, "But some people want to take away that right." And the horse goes, or the ghost goes, "Boo!"
They had to do that one, right?
So dumb. Yeah. So then we get the storm ad that we were talking about earlier, where like it was actually a real fucking ad that they played in California during Proposition 8 in the 2008 election.
So we missed too when Amy's at the Wong Ranch, Bender is made to go to like a camp, like an like a gay conversion camp type of thing, but it's just for robots. Right,
yeah, conversion therapy.
And so it's like the preacher bot is like leading this thing, and he clearly is also a robosexual or whatever, where he like is making them, he's like, wrestle with your demons. And they have these like dolls of humans that the robots are all wrestling with. And he's like, you know, wiping his sweat with a handkerchief. And he's like, oh yeah, wrestle with them.
Resolution.
Yeah, like clearly getting turned. He's like, now everybody switch demons.
Now everybody switch around your demons.
It's so funny.
I love that.
And so that's when Amy and the crew basically are hiding inside of one of those demon dolls, like a human doll, and like are rescuing Bender from like the gay conversion camp or whatever.
Right, exactly. And so they bring bring Bender back, and then that's when they have their secret meeting. And I love that they have like a gay robot and then like a trans robot as well.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, when he's like,
the sex worker,
I'll take a three, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's like the clearly the sex worker robot, and then like the like, I thought some people were hardwired to be robosexual. So fucking good. And then wait, what happens after the rally?
I literally don't have any more notes after that.
I literally don't either. Here's the rally.
Bender goes on a debate, and it's the professor versus Bender, moderated by George Takei. Yes.
And her name is Eunice, and he's like, actually, it was...
That's right. We find out that the reason the professor hates robosexuality is because when he was younger, he dated a scientist in his lab, and they were in love, and then one day she came home, and she found him cheating with a robot. But also it was that Eunice was the girlfriend was the robot. And like, so it's like basically the professor was guilty of it this whole time, which also is very classic. Like exactly, all these politicians being anti-gay, right. But really they're in an airport bathroom making a signal.
Yeah, exactly. Larry Craig. Basically they have the debate and it passes and Amy's like, now we can stay in a long-term monogamous relationship.
Right, and Bender's like,
monogamous.
He's like, not interested.
Cuts to him on a beach with two prostitutes, two robo prostitutes, and then Amy and Kif get back together and ride off into the sunset, which is cute. Yeah,
I did like that. Kif got his little like tough guy comeback. You know what I'm saying? Like he gets to act.
Yeah.
It was a nice moment.
Yeah,
for
I do
Kif.
Like. Yeah, sweet little Kiffy. How many deleted hopes would you give this episode?
So this does have a little bit of space travel. I do like that mm-hmm. it was very topical at the time. and I do feel like it gets extra points for that. I'm going to give this one a 3.75. This one's like very solid for me, but I feel like it's maybe not necessarily one of the funniest ones of the season, if that makes sense.
You froze. I heard nothing.
I said 3.75 because
yeah,
it's a solid episode. A lot, some good one-liners, some classic quotes that we love. And it's topical. It was topical for the time, but it's not necessarily one of the funniest ones of the season. So it's like just like a
yes,
solid
I agree.
Episode.
Good space travel, lots of good quotes that we like. Free corn, let's go already, hopes deleted, children of all ages. Actually, you know what? I might bump it up to a 4 because it's got a lot of really good quotes in
okay,
there.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah, but that would be the reason.
I think also it doesn't help that I didn't just watch it like every other episode. It's like I just watched it. I watched it 2 weeks ago. So, okay, well, I only have –
I've got two.
I've got two, and then one that I need to decipher because I have notes on it, but I'm like, I don't know if I can set it up for you now that it's not fresh no more.
Oh, okay.
You go first.
You want me to go, and then you can
You go first.
This is a two-parter.
Okay.
What is the name of the man on Amy's sexy fireman calendar?
Oh. Damn, I know that he's got the saxophone. He's like, and it's April, right? He's like, it's tax season or something like that.
No, he doesn't. It's not
March
tax season. No,
it's June.
I can't say because that's the second part of the question. So it was Todd.
Todd
was his name. And what day is it when she asks?
Oh, it's Canadian Independence Day. Yeah. Is that it?
Don't forget today's Canadian Independence Day.
Okay.
However, what day is Canadian Independence Day?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It is before – it's the same month, but it is before ours.
July – 1st.
Yes. You had a 33.3%
repeating, of course.
I'll give you halfway
okay,
for that
thank
one.
Thank you.
And what is the name of the planet that they go to harvest all the weathers?
That I don't know.
It's take a whack at it.
It's Tornado Alley.
Planet Tornadoes.
Oh, Planet Tornadoes. Stupid.
Not very well crafted.
Okay. Okay. So my first one is, what is one of, what is like the professor's, I think it's the last one, of the professor's like jarred, like canned weather things?
Cranberry Raisin Typhoon.
But whose is it?
His grandmother's. Yes. Cranberry Raisin Typhoon. I was I knew you were going to ask that too. I was like, fuck, I need to remember what that was. Cranberry Raisin Typhoon, yeah.
And then what is you'll definitely get this one. What is the Hermesism we get while we're on that planet? When they discover that Amy and Bender are in the canned tornado that they capture.
Oh my gosh, I don't think I remember. Does he say like sweet something of somewhere? Yes. Oh, I do not remember what he
says. Okay, but think about
sweet guinea pig of Winnipeg.
No, it has to do with the weather event. So think of the weather event that they're tracing. Okay.
Sweet tornado.
And then
what's a
Caribbean place that pretty much rhymes with tornado?
Oh, sweet tornado of Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, that's a good one, but that's not it. It's not as long.
Oh.
It's not as long.
Sweet tornado of
Slim.
Slim?
Where is Slim from?
Oh, sweet tornado of Barbados.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, I do remember that now.
That was a good one.
Okay, now, so this is not a, so good job, Pete. You got 2 out of 2 on that one. I don't remember what the question was here, but I have my mark for this is trivia next to it, which is at the beginning of the episode, Morbo and Linda, they cover something like tragic, and then Morbo's like, And then Linda's like, that's one for the blooper reel. And then Morbo says something about, God, I can't even remember the fuck. All I have written down is one for the blooper reel dash Morbo hated Jim.
Oh,
it's the helicopter crash one
where he's like, I just realized that I just learned that my last words will be back to you.
Yeah, that's right. And she's like, one for the blooper reel. Because it's like, now reporting on a helicopter crash is like, TV is our own Jim. And then he's like in a burning helicopter. It was his helicopter that
it's like
crashed.
All mangled.
Yeah. Linda, I just learned that my last words will be back to you.
So good. And then Mary it explodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We had some good times.
Some good times. All right, Petey. Well, before we wrap it up, I do have something written down here, which is a little segment that I like to call Pronunciation Station. Okay? This is not really to do with Futurama, but it is something that I thought you might enjoy. Okay?
We need like a little like song for it. Pronunciation Station.
So here's just some pronunciation things that I found in my life. And I wanted to know, I know we've talked about this a little bit, but okay. So this is the logic that I'm thinking.
So okay. Lay it on me, big boy.
We have Reese's, right? The candy, but we turn, mm-hmm. we say Reese's, but then when we're talking about it in a small
Reese's
M&M form,
pieces.
We say Reese's Pieces, right? Okay. You and I are on the same page about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now the word is spelled caramel. But if it's anything to do with flavor, I always say caramel.
Caramel
yeah, flavoring.
Same.
Caramel coloring, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
now
yeah.
Hear me out on this one. Pecan, I always say pecan if it's just itself.
Yes.
But if it's a pecan sandy, then I say pecan.
Yeah. Pecan sandies or pecan pie. I always say pecan.
Pecan pie.
You say pecan pie.
Pecan sandies.
Pecan pie.
Now, I am willing to, if anyone out there has an issue with this, I am willing to negotiate because I am willing to go to Pecan Sandy.
Oh my God. Pecan Sandy.
Pecan Sandy.
That reminds me of the cat dog episode where Rancid or whatever his name is, like the green rabbit.
His name is Rancid. Like, I don't remember
I'm
that.
Pretty sure his name is Rancid. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. And he's like, for some reason they're like making pecan pies. And he's like, well, you know what's going to happen if you eat too much pecan pie? You'll get pecanitis and die. I always think of pecanitis.
My only regret.
Stupid.
That's what I have.
Bonitis.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for pronunciation station. Thank you so much for joining.
Pronunciation
station. And yes, the punchline for that was pecan sandy.
Pecan sandy.
I'm sure there'll be plenty more. I think I feel a little bit nonplussed by the whole thing.
I'm not thrilled. I guess you could say I'm nonplussed.
Nonplussed? Just a little confused. Well, where can they find us? Where can the folks find us?
That's a great question.
We did a good job on time today.
In fact, we did a little too good of a job. This is definitely shorter than normal, but that's fine.
Yes, this is – it's a quick one. Yeah,
on average, we're still great. So, guys
– next week we have
– guys – oh, yeah. What is next week's episode?
A really – Hi, Animatronia.
Yes.
It's a really good one.
Yes. Yeah, we've been waiting for this one. Hi, Animatronia.
Yeah, so we'll have a longer one next week.
Hi, Animatronia. So as always, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/worldoftomorrowpod. Please do check us out on Instagram. My Instagram is @themostchillbro. I do post clips there. We have a good season 5 recap clip up there now.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, I'm suppressing a burp. And
oh god, let it out, baby.
No, it's been suppressed.
It's been suppressed. Sounds very official.
Much like
burp, yes,
much like liberal college students at Kent State, it's been suppressed.
Oh my god, that was perfect.
I knew you were gonna like that one.
I liked it. I've been very suppressed for sure.
Okay. Hades, is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners?
I would like to say, we'll love you forever. We'll love you for always. As long as you're listening, our friends you'll be. Now, take us out, Kalki. Or anyone else. Or Barbados Slim. Or Zoidberg.
When it's on the moon, we carry a harpoon. Whether at the whale, so we tell tall tales and sing a wailing tune.
Bye!
Bye!